Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. Hey, welcome back everyone. Before we get started, a couple things. I mentioned this on last week's episode, but I have started a platform for us ladies that are interested in exploring peptides, learning about them, learning about different protocols, learning about other women's experiences with peptides and other things too, not just peptides, but all related to the longevity and health and wellness space. And it's on the school platform and it's called the Women's Peptide Collective. And I will put the link in the show notes if you want to join. I think in the week we already have close to 200 members. And that's super exciting to me. I'm already learning from all of you. So I hope that you will go join. The other thing that I need to ask you to do is please go to the Peptique website and at the bottom, put in your email. So if something were to happen, as they do in this space with these research peptides, et cetera, and my website or my Instagram, because as I've already mentioned before, TikTok already got shut down. If that happens, I can reach out to all of you and you know where to find me and the Peptique and all the things, hoping that doesn't happen. But it's a real risk that just is part of the deal when it comes to this world. So please do that. On a personal note, I graduated my youngest from college on Saturday from Baylor University. If you've listened to me at all, you know that we are a huge Baylor family. My husband and I both attended there. My daughter's a graduate from there, and now my youngest, my son. So a big shout out to Logan. He doesn't listen. I've said this before, but my kids think everything I do is cringy just because, not because they don't think it's cool and all this stuff, but just me doing it and me talking and listening to mom on a podcast or social media. I can't do it, mom. I can't do it, which I think is funny. And I get it on some level. So not that he will hear the shout out, but I'm doing it anyway because I'm super proud of him. And I cannot believe that I have both my kids out of school, y'all. That is just huge. And the paycheck increase that I'm about to get. He still has to find a permanent job and has to start living on his own and stuff, which I know will happen very soon. But I've almost got him there. We're almost there. So that's pretty exciting. I know as a lot of you moms probably listening have just sent your child off to college for the first time, or they're starting high school or middle school or even kindergarten. All those milestones they come with, they're bittersweet, right? They come with excitement for them, but also a little bit of, you know, sadness in our hearts at the same time. And this is one of those rare times where I don't feel any of that. I think it's exciting and I'm so proud of him. And we've got 4 Baylor alum in the house, Sikkim Bears. Football season starts next weekend. Baylor's playing Auburn, and I can guarantee you my whole family's going to be there. So enough with that. Let's dive into today's topic. And when I think about topics, I'm always trying to think of things that will interest you. And this came to mind because when I'm looking at what people are purchasing, what people are using, what people are asking me about, what I've used in my own protocols, I want to talk about things that are relevant to all of you that I think will be truly helpful. And this is why I decided to do an episode on GHKCU on its own. I did one on GHKCU way earlier in this process of recording this podcast. This is going to be a little bit different. I know more. I have more experience. But the reason why I specifically wanted to talk about GHKCU is because the Glow Stack and now the Clo Stack are gaining all this momentum in the peptide research world. And they're amazing stacks. And if you've listened to me at all, I'm a huge believer in stacks. But GHKCU on its own, I feel like, really gets overlooked. And so there are a couple of reasons why I decided to do this episode on GHKCU completely by itself. One of them being is that the Glow Stack is expensive and a lot of people, it's not reachable for them. And my heart's desire is to make peptides accessible to people that maybe otherwise they wouldn't be. And I think there are so many amazing benefits from GHKCU completely on its own, which is going to put it in reach for a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it. And the other thing is that there's a lot of things about GHKCU that we don't talk about. It is small. It's a tripeptide, but it's mighty. And so that's what we're going to focus on today. So let's just dive in. So what is GHKCU? I love all these peptide names. They're such a mouthful. This one's a little easier. But the GHK stands for glycine, histidine, and lysine. And it is a naturally occurring peptide that binds with copper. That's where the copper comes in. And this tripeptide was first identified in human plasma in the 1970s. So it naturally occurs in our body. And since then, it's been found in saliva and even our urine. When it complexes with copper, we get the GHKCU, the biologically active form that's been linked to the tissue repair, the anti-inflammatory effects, and yes, even changes in our gene expression. And we're going to talk about that some more. So it's important to point out that our level of GHKCU declines significantly as we age, which is something you hear from me a lot. This is why we talk about these things. So just like everything else, this GHKCU does decline as we age. And as we go through all the things that it does, you will start to understand why it's such an important peptide. And so part of the interest in this peptide is whether replenishing it could really help support some of the regenerative processes that slow down as we get older. So how does it work? Mechanistically, GHKCU delivers copper ions into the cells where copper is a cofactor for critical enzymes like lysyl oxidase, which stabilizes collagen and elastin and things like superoxide dismutase, which is one of the body's key antioxidant defenses. But maybe the most intriguing part is its role in this gene expression that I just mentioned. Researchers have found that GHKCU can switch on genes associated with regeneration while turning down genes tied to inflammation, fibrosis, and even cancer progression. Studies show that it upregulates genes involved in collagen, and I'm not going to be able to say this word, and glycoaminoglycan. Try to say that. Production. It also is involved with DNA repair and these antioxidant defenses while suppressing genes linked to tissue breakdown and oxidative stress. So in other words, it doesn't just act as a building block. It works like a genetic reset signal that nudges the cells back towards a healthier and a more youthful state. So it's literally flipping on the good genes and shutting down the bad ones. Isn't that crazy? Let's look at some research highlights. I'm not going to go deep into the research here, but I'm going to go over some of the highlights about the research. So it's found to have significant benefits with wound healing in animal and human studies. So it speeds up wound closure and improves the quality of tissue repair. It also is big with skin health. It increases collagen, elastin, that glycoaminoglycan production. I still can't say that, sorry. And this translates to improved skin firmness and reduced wrinkles. This is why this is so popular right now with all of us, because of course we want our skin to look good. It's also been shown to improve hair quality. So some research suggests that it can stimulate the follicle activity, which is why we're starting to see this show up in hair serums. And then it has this systemic effect. The more recent experimental studies have pointed to the possible benefits in the connective tissue repair, this anti-inflammatory signaling, and even nerve regeneration. So it's important to know why all of this is exciting. Many of these studies are small and preliminary, but I will say that in this space, we don't normally have the big clinical trials. So we're going off the anecdotal information that we have from all of us like in the group that I just started, like all of you that are listening today. And I will tell you from my own personal experience and from what I hear people out there, this stuff works. So even though we don't have the big clinical trials, we don't necessarily need to have those to know that this is an amazing little peptide here. Because we talk about it so much with skin, I know I just did a brief recap. Let's go a little deeper on why this is so interesting. Because a lot of people just think that GHKCU is only a cosmetic peptide for smoother skin and this hair growth. But science actually paints a broader picture. Because GHKCU is naturally present in the blood and tissues when levels rise, whether through our natural release during injury or through supplementation, the peptide doesn't just sit on the surface. It seems to go where it's needed the most. So in wound models, GHKCU concentrates in the injured tissue and stimulates repair. It's also been shown to help with emphysema. It was shown to regenerate damaged lung tissue by activating genes tied to tissue remodeling. It's fascinating. And in nerve injury research, it supported outgrowth and regeneration of these neurons, again, through these gene expression changes. And in a large gene array study, it upregulated almost 4,000 genes, 4,000 tied to healing, nerve growth, and antioxidant defenses, while downregulating more than 2,000 genes linked to chronic inflammation and cancer metastasis. It's insane if you really think about it. So even though most of us talk about this GHKCU for its skin rejuvenating effects, the research suggests it is this little multitasker that responds to the body's priorities. So whether that's healing a cut, reducing this inflammation, which we know is one of the 12 hallmarks of aging, or even protecting tissues at the DNA level, it's why researchers often call it the regenerative signal molecule rather than just a skin peptide. So it's one of the reasons too, and we'll talk about protocols in a minute, but I always say you might want to do a GHKCU protocol a little bit longer than some of the others, because it's going to go where it needs to go first. And then you might see some of the skin benefits a little bit later if there's other things that your body is saying, hey, I need this to go here first. Okay, let's talk about the safety considerations. Anytime we talk about copper delivery, people worry about copper overload. And copper is essential, but in high amounts, it can actually become toxic. The good news is that with the GHKCU injections, the actual amount of copper being delivered is really low. So typical research dosing falls in the 2 to 3 milligrams per day range for GHKCU. And at this level, studies show that the risk of copper toxicity is very low, especially because the body has natural buffering and transport systems that handle copper really efficiently. That said, balance is super important here. And this is one of the things I talk about when I'm consulting with clients about peptides. Copper and zinc work hand in the body, so too much of one can suppress the other. So in peptide protocols that involve GHKCU, many people say that you need to take a zinc supplement alongside of it to keep this balance in its optimal range. And so I usually say just take 15 milligrams. If you're on a multivitamin, often 15 milligrams is included in that. And so if you're taking that every day while you're doing a GHKCU protocol, you're good. If it doesn't have that, then you may consider adding one. All right, let's talk about side effects. The most common one with this one is injection site reactions. Some people get a stinging or burning sensation during the injection. We call this a spicy one. I don't get burning when I inject GHKCU, or I haven't experienced that regularly. I know it's very common because I get feedback from people about that all the time. What I do get is like bumps and soreness at the injection site for a while after, and that can be super annoying. So I always recommend to dilute the GHKCU just a little bit. So if you're pulling the syringe to, let's say, a 15 mark, you're doing 15 units of it, then I would add another 20 units to 30 units of the backwater to thin it out a little bit. And that does seem to help. For me, when I do that, the bumps seem not to be as bad. So it's definitely something that I would recommend doing. You're definitely going to want to rotate the injection site on this one. especially if you're lean, you might want to avoid doing it in your abdomen. I know for me, I did it in my abdomen a few times and I got these bumps and I was like, this is not attractive, especially if you plan on being on vacation in a bathing suit or something. And it takes a while for them to go away once you get them. So just know that. I also massage the area pretty firmly with this afterwards. And then the soreness usually creeps in a few hours later to 24 hours later, and then it goes away. I haven't been able to find any really, on this type of dosing, I haven't been able to find any systemic reactions to this. It overall has an extremely good safety profile. If y'all know of something or have heard of something, of someone having a more systemic side effect to this, please reach out to me and let me know. This is nothing that I could find in the research and nothing that I've experienced myself or heard other people experience outside of the injection stinging and the soreness, but it's not terrible. And in my mind, it's totally worth it to get the benefits that you're going to get from taking it. Okay, let's talk about how you use it. So most of the time, it comes in a 3-milliliter vial with 50 milligrams of the peptide, of the GHKCU peptide in there. And let me tell you, it's blue. The copper in it makes it blue. I had someone who purchased it the other day and emailed me freaking out saying it's not supposed to be blue, it's supposed to be white. Nope, it's blue. It's always been blue. The copper is going to make it that way. And it's blue in the powder form. This person also said, it's not supposed to be blue until I reconstitute it. Something's wrong with it. Like, nothing's wrong with it. That's how any copper peptide lipolysed powder you're going to buy from anyone is going to be blue. If it's not blue, then you don't have GHKCU. Let me put it that way. And so you are going to add 3 milliliters of the backwater to that. And then I always say you want to dose, I usually do 2.5 milligrams, which at that point you would pull the syringe to the 15 mark. And I always add the backwater, extra backwater to the syringe prior to drawing the peptide up in the syringe. That way you're not getting any tiny parts of the GHKCU peptide in the backwater. So you can reuse that backwater if you need to. And then you inject it. This is a systemic peptide. So a lot of people, like with BPC, TB500, they'll say, well, inject it in the site of the injury. I will say I have injected the glow stack before, like in the leg area. I don't know. You have to move it around. And so I thought, I'll just do it in my legs because that's the area where I feel like my skin is the crepiest and all the beautiful things that happen to your skin when you get older. But the science suggests that it's systemic and you can inject it anywhere in the fatty tissue. So there's that. I also want to talk about some creative uses that I found for it, because you can buy serums, GHKCU serums. The really good ones are very expensive and they work. They're great. I'm a big fan of them. But what I will tell you is one of the creative things that I've done with it is I have a derma roller and I have an at-home microneedling kit that I've used. And so I always make sure when I use my derma roller, which is usually once or twice a week, I put a little tiny bit of that GHKCU reconstituted in the palm of my hand and I put it on my face. You don't need a ton. But it's a really quick alternative to actually buying one of the serums. Plus, you're getting a higher potency of it. I make sure that it absorbs. And then I put my moisturizer on top of it. I've actually used the microneedling on my legs and the derma roller on my legs. You can do the same thing on your legs. Or you can buy one of the serums and use it that way too. I'm a big believer in using this topically and systemically at the same time. So obviously that's circling us back to just the skincare component of it. But know if you're using this peptide that you're not only getting that benefit of it, but you're getting the systemic benefits of all the amazing things that we've discussed today that it does. And this is also why I recommend doing it for up to 12 weeks as opposed to just 8 weeks, which most protocols are 8, not all, but a lot of the peptide protocols are 8 weeks. I think 12 weeks for this one is a good one. And you do it maybe twice a year, because as long as you're on it, you have to get off of it. Unless you come across an injury and it's really good, it has really healing benefits. And then if you have an injury, you may add it back in more than that. But this is one that I try to do at least twice a year. And I try to be strategic about that. So I'll start it during January. So by the time spring hits, I'm in a good place with it. I'm just going through a second round of it right now, just to keep things going. And you can strategically try to plan that for the summer months when you want your skin to look the best. Or like I said, if you have an injury, you can use it there as well. All right. I think that is it for today. You can go check out GHKCU and the Glow Stack at the Peptique if you have interest in trying that. I think everyone should try the GHKCU peptide. I just think it's that great of a peptide. And let's see, in closing, don't forget, if you want to be part of the Women's Peptide Collective, it's the school platform, S-K-O-O-L. You can find us there, or I'll put the link in the show notes. Sign up for the email at the bottom of the Peptique homepage, please. That would be very helpful. And that also gives you first line VIP exclusive deals. I try to do some sort of offering weekly, so you will get access to that as well. Go follow on Instagram at West Wellness ATX. And the TikTok too is the same thing. I do have West Wellness TikTok. The Peptique TikTok is the one that got shut down. So either one of those, both of those would be fantastic. Share this podcast with people that you think would be interested. The growth has been amazing. And I just love so much hearing from all of y'all and being part of your journey as well. If you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me. My contact information is in the show notes. I love getting your questions, so don't be shy about that. And yeah, until next time, y'all, have a blessed day.